And so, have you always lived up north in Australia? Did you grow up in Queensland? Whereabouts did it all begin for you?
Oh, mate, if I go by the legend, I fell out of a dingo's arse in the bush somewhere. But no, to be honest, mate, I was born in Western Sydney.
Yep. No,
Yeah.
no judgment. I'm from Melbourne. No judgment. No judgment.
Ha! Bloody Mexican, mate. I got relatives down in Melbourne, in Mornington, Mount Martha. I got a few mates in Frankston, Frankenistan. Some bad units. But yeah, I lived in and around Sydney, Parramatta, Rosehill, Mount Druitt, all the rough areas, you know. But I was pretty young then, and then I moved away to the Central Coast around Lake Macquarie, a couple of hours out of Newcastle. I think I've been to 9 different schools, you know. Like, I've lived out in the bush in New South Wales. I've lived near the city. I went to Noosa, lived there for a couple of years, went back to the other side of the Blue Mountains, in a little one-horse town called Portland. It snows there. It's horrible. And then I ended up back in Brisbane, and I was there for like a couple of years. And then I went and joined the army, ended up back in Sydney doing paratrooper. Then I went back to Brisbane, and I was there for 7 years. And then I moved to North Queensland, and I was there for maybe four and a half years. And now I'm in the Northern Territory, and I've finally found the place where I'm meant to be. I thought it was North Queensland, mate. But since I moved here, North Queensland, I'll always have a piece of my heart. But Northern Territory, mate, is just next level. It's
Because
phenomenal place.
you were at the Daintree Rainforest, right?
Yeah.
Yep. And so how do the two compare then? Obviously you're just saying Darwin's a lot better, is it? Or
Yeah, it's better for me because it's just more loose, mate. Like, everything's so relaxed and chilled out here. My favourite pub's the Humpty Doo. I don't have to wear shoes when I go in there. People occasionally bring in snakes or crocodiles or ride a water buffalo in. Like, it's loose. And that's what it's the last wild frontier in this country, unless you count suburbs like Campbelltown or whatever, you know. That's too loose. That's even too much for me. But it is the final wild frontier as far as wildlife goes. Even at the end of the dry season, there is still animals everywhere. Blowing my mind. My camera has had one hell of a workout. Thank goodness Nikon make tough cameras. But in the it's a completely different environment over in North Queensland. It's a tropical rainforest, and you do have pristine, beautiful waterfalls, and you've got your rainforest snakes and all your reptiles and all that sort of jazz. And of course, you've got some crocodiles there, small density, but some.
The
Although I can't.
salties as well as the freshies.
Yeah, there's freshies that live out on the tablelands out towards Chiligo as you go further inland. But you've got a few salties along the coast. If you ask Bob Catter how many salties there are, there's probably about 10 million, and they're waiting at your front door to mug you when you go get up for work in the morning. But
10 million too many.
yeah, mate. But there's bugger all, man. There's bugger all up there. But in the territory, there's heaps more, and that makes me happy because I like seeing them. And of course, I work with them now. But you can't compare them. Two completely different environments. They're both as tropical as all buggery with the temperature, but it's hotter in the territory. The wet season's much bigger in the territory. But the sheer amount of wildlife here is just because they're big, vast wetlands, mate. And the biodiversity here rivals the biodiversity of places like the Amazon, you know. Heartbeats per square meter is just still off tap. So
Because
I'm having a ball.
what's the population of Darwin again? It's like tiny, isn't it, compared to say Sydney?
Oh, yeah. But even Cairns is small compared to Sydney. But Darwin is still, it's barely even a city. I think it barely counts as a city. So, and it's small. There's like one main street in town. I went into town the other day, and it was like just a, you know, just a rural town. It wasn't, you know, it doesn't have all the skyscrapers and all that, you know, like what you say. It's not a very touristy place. You've got your tourist shops and whatever that sell souvenirs and all that crap. But of course you do. It is a tourist destination, but it's not. You don't go there and think, oh, it's a tourist town. Like, you go to Port Douglas and you're like, it is very touristy. But and everything's bloody expensive. But you go to Darwin and it's just like a place in Australia where people live that just happens to be awesome.
And so for, I mean, the listeners, a lot of them are going to be people coming from overseas into Australia, and I'm sure all they will have seen are Steve Irwin docos and all those, TV shows showing the 10 top deadliest Australian animals. Should they expect to come to places like Northern Queensland and Darwin, get out of the car and be like killed by something instantly? Is that a realistic expectation?
you got more chance of getting killed by a local, mate, than one of the animals. But in the middle of the city, people, like, I've told people that I used to ride a kangaroo to work, to school, when I was a kid, and they were like, oh, really? And you're like, no. But, they'll believe anything you tell them. I once convinced a group of American biology students that Australia had bush monkeys, the Australian bush monkey in North Queensland.
The drop bears. But
they were carnivorous. Yeah, no, they're proper bush monkeys, related to the slow loris from Southeast Asia. And I gave them this big evolutionary spiel, and we spent about 40 minutes in the rainforest trying to look for bush monkeys. And they went back to America thinking that, but as long as it's a convincing argument, you can tell them anything. But they think that they're going to get off the plane and have to dodge brown snakes in the airport.
Yep.
And it is vastly different. And unfortunately, because of the amount of foot traffic from people, you know, like cars and et cetera, even in some of the national parks, like, you've got to really go looking for the wildlife.